In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. One of the problems we have with monasticism is obedience. And although His Grace Amber Antony is here and he should have been preaching, he has insisted that I preach, so obedience it is. Today's Gospel shows us that there are different ways of being a Christian. We are all called Christians because we have been baptized into the church, into the body of Christ. But are we all disciples? You see, this verse about leaving all and following the Lord, indeed this whole passage confuses people because it makes people think, feel, that if they don't abandon everything, then they can't be good Christians. This passage is not about being a Christian. It's about being a Christian and a disciple. We can all live as Christians, but we must actively choose to be a disciple. And that's why it comes at a cost. It comes with a conviction. It comes with a commitment. And there are various levels of that commitment. Of course, again, the big confusion or challenge in this context is, are we all supposed to leave the world and become monks, nuns, priests? Again, no. Because a disciple doesn't need to just look like me or His Grace or Abuna. There are many, many disciples in this world that are in this world very effectively, like yourselves. But they live a very different life. They live a life of commitment, of choice. Because to be a disciple means you have a teacher. And in the context of first century Israel, to be a disciple meant that you followed your teacher. Literally, you followed your teacher. Your teacher would go before you and you would follow in his footsteps. That's why one of the greatest commendations someone could give to you is, and it sounds ironic, may you be covered by the dust of your teacher. It just meant, may you walk so closely with him and behind him, that as he walks, then this dust covers you. It really meant, may you be close to your teacher. But not just physically, not just logistically, but close in terms of commitment, teaching, dedication, example, all of these things. So when we are called to be disciples today, we are called to do two things. The first is to learn from our teacher, our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The second is to live as he lives. As he lives today as an example. In learning from him, we have his scriptures. We have the church. We have the myriad of opportunities before us. In following his example, however, that is very specific and it must be intentional. You do not just suddenly or unexpectedly become a disciple. You grow into being a disciple. You are shaped and molded into being a disciple. And that is because it's important for us to be shaped and molded by the right source, by the right person. So how can we be shaped and molded by our master, by our teacher? It's quite simple. We follow his example, practically. We see that in the incarnation, God left his kingdom, God left all, to be with us. He left his majesty in his kingdom. He left being surrounded by the angels and archangels. And he came and took our flesh. And he walked as we walk. And he lived as we live. And he quite literally bore a cross. Literally. He carried that cross. And so for us, it's important to understand that it is an example to be followed. How much are we willing to put aside? How much are we willing to step out of our comfort zones to be true disciples? Are we willing, maybe not to leave all our possessions, but not to focus just on those possessions? Or even to set some of them aside? How many of us are hung up about our careers and titles and bank accounts and prominence and social status? Is that something that we are willing to put aside just a little bit? How many of us are willing and able to focus on the needs and expectations of others? Just as God himself focused totally on our needs and our expectations in the incarnation and just came to us. When we deal with others, when we speak to others, and we all fall foul of this, we all are guilty. How many of us are focused on other things? Whether it's other thoughts or actually, rather than focusing on the person we are speaking with, we're focused on something totally separate. And these wonderful devices are a huge addition to that pressure, where we feel like we're connected, but we're really not. When our Lord took flesh and came to the earth, he wasn't only apparently living on the earth, but actually living in his kingdom. He was quite physically here with us, focused on us, dedicated to us, sacrificial for us. So it's these very simple, practical lessons that we must take if we want to be disciples. It's well and good for us to live as Christians, but the world doesn't just need Christians. The world needs Christians, but also needs disciples. It needs disciples as that salt. It needs disciples as that light. It needs disciples to change it from what it has become and return it to what it was intended to be by our Creator. So today our challenge is to make a choice. Nothing is imposed on us. Everything is a choice for us. Do we want to be Christians? Real Christians, not just by name, but real Christians? Or do we want to be disciples? And I assure you, God loves us equally as both. So don't put a pressure on yourself to be something you don't want to be. But what I also assure you of is there is a much greater blessing and a fulfillment of the gifts and talents God has given us in becoming a disciple and living as a disciple and affecting the world as a disciple. So we thank God for these opportunities. We thank him for these gifts. We thank him for this freedom. But we pray that with those opportunities, those gifts, and that freedom, we may choose to do what is good and what is right, that we may be his disciples, to follow in his footsteps, to be covered by the dust of his teaching and the dust of his example, and to be effective as his light in his world to the rest of his creation. And glory be to God forever. Amen.